From the Heart, August 23. The Water of Life. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." As the world's Redeemer, the Son of God took upon him our human nature. Hungry and thirsty, he tarried to rest at Jacob's well, near the city of Sychar, while his disciples went to buy food in the city. As Jesus sat by the wellside, the cool, refreshing water, so near and yet so inaccessible to him, only increased his thirst. He had neither rope nor bucket with which to draw, and he waited until someone should come to the well. He might have performed a miracle and thus have obtained a draught from the well, had he wished. But this was not God's plan. "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water." Jesus saith unto her, "Give me to drink." The woman answered, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Christ was near to the woman of Samaria, and she knew him not. She was thirsting for the truth, yet knew not that he, the truth, was beside her and was able to enlighten her. And today there are thirsting souls sitting close by the living fountain, but they are looking far away from the well that contains the refreshing water, and, though told that the water is close by, they will not believe. Jesus answered the woman, saying, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." The woman saith unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle?" "Yes," Jesus could have answered, "the one who is speaking to you is the only begotten Son of God. I am greater than your father Jacob, for before Abraham was, I am." But he made answer, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Christ was just as truly the water of life to Abel, Seth, Enoch, Noah, and all who received his instruction then, as he is at the present time, to those who ask of him the refreshing draught.